grace to choose the best relationships in Jesus' name. Come over into hope. Today's scripture. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:12. If you don't have hope that your problems are going to turn around, hope that your relationships can be renewed every day, that the new house is in your future, that your baby is on the way, then your heart is going to be sick. When you're not hopeful, positive, and expecting God's goodness, something on the inside is wrong. We all go through seasons in life where things aren't exciting. It's easy to have the blahs and lose our enthusiasm. No couple lives on cloud nine with everything perfect and exciting every day. Part of the good fight of faith is to stay hopeful in the dry seasons. Remember, if you're not anchored to hope, over time, you'll become anchored to discouragement, self-pity, and even bitterness. You'll become so focused on who hurt you and what wasn't fair that bitterness poisons your whole lives. We're not making light of what happened. You may have good reason to feel that way. We're simply saying that being anchored to those negative things is going to cause you to miss your purpose. It's time to cut that anchor and come over into hope. God created you to be anchored to hope, to go out each day expecting His goodness, believing that the days ahead are better than the days behind. A prayer for today. Father, this is a new day for us, and You empower us with Your hope to cut any line that anchors us to negativity. Thank You for the sense of expectancy rising in our hearts, that You have good things in store for us. We're coming over into hope in Jesus' name. A second time. Today's scripture. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." 1 Kings 19:7. The prophet Elijah had gone from one of the greatest victories of his life to running away in defeat at the threats of Queen Jezebel. He was sitting under a tree so depressed that he didn't want to live. He had just seen a tremendous miracle, but now he was tired of fighting, tired of standing strong. Maybe like Elijah, you've been doing the right thing, praying, believing, seeing victories, but now you're tired. You've lost your drive. You may not have given up on life, but you've given up on your dreams. Here's the good news. God will send somebody to breathe new life into the dreams you have together. Maybe we're that somebody for you. You're not reading this by accident. God is saying that the best of your life as a couple is still out in front of you. He has new victories, new friendships, new mountains for you to climb. God doesn't condemn us or write us off because we weren't strong enough. God sent an angel to feed Elisha once and then a second time to strengthen him. That is how good God is, and that is what He'll do for you. He's coming a second time with blessings to push you into the fullness of your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your peace that surpasses understanding. Thank You for the promise of coming to us a second time to renew us with strength and breathe new life into our dreams. We believe that You are coming again to cause blessings to chase us down in Jesus' name. From good to very good. Today's scripture. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good. Genesis 1:3-4. On day one of creation, God said, "Let there be light," and light came. There were no planets, and the earth was formless and empty, but God said it was good. If someone had been watching, they would have said, "But it's a mess. Nothing is in order." And He would have responded, "I'm not finished. Wait till you see what it looks like when it's very good at the end of day six." Sometimes We're hard on ourselves as couples. We focus on the areas where we don't measure up. We all have flaws, weaknesses, and shortcomings. But being down on yourself only makes you do worse. Dwelling on that is going to hold you back. You need to focus on what you're doing right. Find the good. If you're complaining about what's not working out, why you're still dealing with your tempers or arguing, you're going to get stuck. Don't wait till it's totally complete, till it's very good to give thanks to God. Find the good along the way. Thank Him for the partial. If you don't celebrate the good in day one, in the season that you are in, you won't see day two. If you'll be grateful for the good, God will get you to very good. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You that You created the heavens and earth, and You made us as well. Thank You that You're not finished working in our lives, and we celebrate the good in our relationship. We believe that as we give thanks for the good, that You will get us to the very good. In Jesus' name. We declare there is an anointing of ease on our lives. God is going before us, making crooked places straight. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. We will not continually struggle. What used to be difficult will not be difficult anymore. God's favor and blessing on our lives are lightening the load and taking the pressure off. Look down in triumph. Today's scripture. In His unfailing love, my God will stand with me. He will let me look down in triumph on all of my enemies. Psalm 59:10. David faced all kinds of enemies and looked down on them in triumph. Notice that David did not say, some of my enemies, no, all my enemies. You may be facing a sickness or financial difficulty that doesn't look or feel like it's under you. But we walk by faith and not by sight. In the natural, a setback or fear or depression may look huge. But when you talk to these obstacles by faith, you need to look down. They're under your feet. If God be for you, who dare be against you? Quit telling yourselves, we'll always struggle in this area. We'll never lose weight. We'll never get out of debt. Change your perspective. You are not weak, defeated, or inferior. You are full of can-do power. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of both of you. Now start putting things under your feet. Jesus said, I have given you power to tread over all the power of the enemy. One translation says, power to trample. If you will see the obstacles as being under your feet, as being already defeated, a new boldness will rise up. Your faith will activate God's power in a new way. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your loving kindness. Thank You that You have given us power to tread on all the power of the enemy and become mighty overcomers by the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us. We declare that we will live with a victor's mentality in Jesus' name. When you just know. Today's scripture. Now we serve under obedience to the promptings of the Spirit in newness of life. Romans 7:6. We know that God says things such as, go into all the world and preach the good news. But He also says, slow down on the freeway, forgive your co-worker, be good to your neighbor. Pay attention to His promptings. One way you can know God's promptings is when you hear it again and again. It comes up at night. When you're not thinking about it, that's the Holy Spirit trying to get your attention. The more you respond in obedience, the more favor God will release in your lives. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. Learn this principle to just obey, so that when you hear a prompting to be more disciplined in your spending, or perhaps to call a friend who needs an encouraging word, you're obedient. You have that knowing on the inside. We know we need to eat healthier, to take that class at church together, or to spend more time with the children. Here's the key. The "we knows" are God's talking to you. We know we need to forgive. That's not just you deciding to do it. That's God saying to do it. Don't discount it or push it down. That still small voice is going to lead you down the best path. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and worship you. Thank you for the ways that you are speaking to us. We ask you to make us sensitive to your prompting so that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt what you want us to do. We believe that you have the best life in store for us together as we keep believing. In Jesus' name. Controllers. Today's scripture. The fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. Proverbs 29:25. Some people are peace stealers. They always have a problem, always want your help, and always are in crisis mode. They expect you to come running, to cheer them up, to keep them encouraged. And if you don't, they make you feel guilty. You love them, but you should put up boundaries to keep them from continually dumping their problems on you. You are not responsible for other people's happiness or to keep them fixed. You have to protect your peace. You have a limited supply of emotional energy each day. If you're taking on all their problems, you're not going to have the emotional energy for each other and for your family. You're not their savior. They already have a savior. A lot of times, instead of helping these people, we're simply enabling their dysfunction. If you put up some boundaries, your lives will be more peaceful and more effective. When you tell someone, "I can't talk with you now. I'm not going to bail you out again. I don't have time to come over." If they get upset, they really weren't your friend. They were controllers, manipulators. They like you for what you can do for them, not for who you are. You don't need friends like that. Make a change, and God will give you true friends. A prayer for today. Father, you alone are our provider. Thank you that you have called us to love and help others, but not to try to fix them or make them happy. Help us to protect our emotional energy. We declare that we are not responsible for other people's happiness. In Jesus' name. Take responsibility. Today's scripture. And he said to them, "I know that this great tempest is because of me." Jonah 1:12. God told the prophet Jonah to go preach to the city of Nineveh. But when he got on a boat headed in the opposite direction, the Lord sent a violent storm to get his attention. You can't pray away the winds when you're the reason for the storm. God loves you too much to let you miss your destiny. Fortunately, when confronted by sailors, Jonah admitted, "I'm the cause." That's the first step to victory. God ultimately spared Jonah and gave him a second chance to do the right thing. Our great God has fish ready to come and save us. He'll make a miracle out of your mistake. But as long as you make excuses, the difficulties are going to continue. At some point, you have to take responsibility and say, "We've been negative and critical with each other. We've not been disciplined in our spending or in what we're watching. The problem is our own." God is not asking you to never make a mistake, but he is asking you to deal with things that are holding you back, to not let the same areas of compromise keep you down year after year. He wants to grow you up. God has some Ninevehs for you to go to, people for you to impact, new levels of your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you love us too much to let us miss out on our destiny. Thank you that you give us a second chance when we go the wrong way. We choose to stop making excuses for our mistakes and to deal with whatever holds us back from the next level. In Jesus' name. Crowned with favor. Today's scripture. You have crowned him with glory and honor. Psalm 8:5. In the scripture, many of God's promises are put in past tense as though they've already happened. God says, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing. I have made you worthy. I have surrounded you with favor as with a shield. Now you must do your part and come into agreement with God. You may not feel blessed today as a couple. A lot of things may be coming against you, with your family, with your finances, or with your health. But you have to say, God, since you say we're blessed, our report is we are blessed. When you get into agreement with God like that, it allows him to release the promises that already have your name on them. You have to reprogram your thinking. For instance, God says he has already crowned you with favor. You may not realize it, but there are crowns of God's favor, glory, and honor on your heads right now. If you are to activate that favor, you must get into agreement with God by declaring, we do have favor. When discouraging thoughts come and try to convince you that nothing good is in store, just as an act of faith, you need to reach up and make sure your crowns of favor are on straight. God has already blessed you. He has already given you crowns of favor. A prayer for today. Father, praise you that you have put a crown of glory and honor on our heads. Thank you for your abundant provision of favor. We declare that we do have your favor, and it's ours as a gift of righteousness. In Jesus' name. A spacious land. Today's scripture. So I have come down to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 3:8. Receive this into your spirits. God is bringing you into a spacious land that's flowing with increase, flowing with good breaks, flowing with opportunities, where you not only have enough for yourselves, but you're running over. Running over with space, with supplies, with opportunities. If you're not in a good and spacious place, don't settle there. That is not your permanent address. God is taking you to a good and a spacious land. We call this having an abundant mentality. The Apostle John prayed that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Prosperity to us is having your health, having peace in your minds, being able to sleep at night, and having good relationships. We can't find a single verse in the scripture that suggests we are supposed to drag around not having enough. Not able to afford what we want, living off the leftovers in the land of not enough. Jesus came that we might live an abundant life. It's that we are children of the King. We represent Almighty God here on this earth. We should be examples of His goodness, so blessed, so prosperous, so generous, and so full of joy that other people want what we have. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your goodness. Thank you that you take pleasure in providing for our prosperity and health and well-being. Help us to develop an abundant mentality. We believe that you are bringing us into a life of overflow and abundance. In Jesus' name. Only believe. Today's scripture. But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. Mark 5:36. One of the greatest abilities God has given each of us is our ability to believe. If you believe, you can be successful, overcome mistakes of the past, and fulfill your God-given destiny. The Apostle Paul prayed that we would understand the incredible greatness of God's power for those who believe. That means right now the creator of the universe is just waiting to release healing, restoration, favor, promotion, and abundance. The only catch is we have to believe. Notice the phrase, only believe, in today's scripture. This was Jesus' promise to the father who had just been told his daughter had died. Jesus prayed for the little girl, and she came back to life. You may be facing situations that seem impossible. In the natural, you can't see how you could ever be healthy or how your family could ever be restored. But God is saying, only believe, and breakthroughs will head your way. It's not complicated. God didn't say, if you pray 3 hours a day, I'll do it for you. No, he said, only believe. If you'll only get your minds going in the right direction and believe, you can rise higher. Believe you can overcome the obstacle. Believe your family can be restored. Believe you can do something great and make your mark in this generation. A prayer for today. Father, when you put a promise in our hearts that seem impossible, help us to respond with, Lord, we believe. We want to get in agreement with you and see the incredible greatness of your power activated. We believe that breakthroughs are headed our way in Jesus' name. Your inner circle. Today's scripture. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Mark 5:37. Your destiny as a couple is too great to reach on your own. God has already arranged supporters to speak faith into you, to inspire and challenge you to accomplish your dreams. But some couples never reach their best life together because they never get away from the wrong people. Not everyone can go where God is taking you. Connect with those who understand your destiny, who appreciate your uniqueness, who can call forth your seeds of greatness. Is your inner circle of friends holding the two of you back? Are those closest to you with you, but not for you? If you find that it takes constant effort to win their support and encouragement, they likely don't understand your destiny. True friends, people who really believe in you, won't be jealous of your gifts or constantly question who you are. They won't try to talk you out of your dreams. Rather, they'll give you ideas, connect you with people they know, and help push you further along. If that doesn't describe those in your inner circle, move them out. You can still be friends from a distance, but it's better to have two good friends who you know are for you 100% than have 50 friends who are only for you 80%. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the people you've brought into our lives who inspire us to become the people you want us to be. Empower us with boldness to walk away from those who are dragging us down and holding us back so we can make room for the right relationships in Jesus' name. We declare that we are calm and peaceful. We will not let people or circumstances upset us. We will rise above every difficulty, knowing that God has given us the power to remain calm. We choose to live our lives happy, bloom where we are planted, and let God fight our battles. Have fun together. Today's scripture. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Psalm 23:2. The scripture says that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and we must take care of it. You can't go against natural laws and expect God to bless you. Constant busyness and fatigue will make you feel flat and your marriage seem stale. It's easy to get up early, stay up late, and always be thinking about business and problems you must solve. That's doing yourself and the people around you a disservice. Your mind needs a break. Your body needs to relax. That's why God required the people in the Old Testament to take a Sabbath. They had to rest. If you live stressed out and overworked, you don't eat right or sleep enough, eventually God will make you lie down in green pastures. You'll probably wear yourself out to the point where you have to rest. You need to take time for recreation and laugh and have fun together. Laughter is like a medicine that releases stress and causes you to have more energy. Don't be so busy that you become unaware of each other's needs or those of your family. Listen to what they're saying. Pray with and for each other and with your children. Speak positive and encouraging words over each other, and you will reap a harvest in due season. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you made us to work hard and be productive, but also to rest and relax, to laugh and have fun together. Help us to guard our relationship and keep it healthy in Jesus' name. Speak to the mountain. Today's scripture. If anyone says to this mountain, "Go, throw yourself into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, it will be done for them. Mark 11:23. When David faced the giant Goliath, he didn't complain and say, "God, why do I always have huge problems?" No, he changed his whole atmosphere through the words that came out of his mouth. Rather than focus on the magnitude of the obstacle before him, David focused on the greatness of his God. He spoke directly to the mountain of a man in front of him and said, "You come against me with sword and shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel." And he brought him down. He didn't merely think or pray those words of faith. Those are the kinds of words you must learn to speak together in your everyday circumstances, and especially in times of crisis and adversity. There's a miracle in your mouth. If you want to change your world, start changing your words. When you're facing obstacles in your path, you must boldly say, "Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. God always causes us to triumph." If you learn how to speak the right words and keep the right attitude, God will turn your situation around. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your presence in our lives. We refuse to be intimidated or shrink back and think that our problems are too big. We speak to the mountains in our lives and say, "Be moved." We declare that you are greater than anything that is against us. In Jesus' name. Strength in reserve. Today's scripture. "As your days, so shall your strength be." Deuteronomy 33:25. As long as you drive a large SUV with an 8-cylinder engine on flat roads, the engine is quiet. But when you start going up a steep mountain road, you hear those 2 extra cylinders kick in and actually feel the extra power. It was always available as strength in reserve. The good news is that God has some strength in reserve for you. The psalmist said, "God is a very present help in times of need." When you hit a tough time, you will feel a peace that passes understanding. You're going to feel a force pushing you forward, taking you to where you could not go on your own. You should be falling apart, but there is grace for every season. The scripture says your strength will always be equivalent to what you need. If you were to get a negative medical report, you're going to have strength to deal with it. You're not going to fall apart. You may face some challenges where you think, "We don't know how we're going to make it through this." The reason you think that way is you haven't felt the full force of finishing grace. When it kicks in, you're going to climb mountains that you thought were way too steep and overcome obstacles that looked insurmountable. How could you do this? You tapped into strength in reserve. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and praise you for your strength in difficult times. Thank you that you always have strength in reserve to help us move forward through every season of our lives. We declare we can do all things through the full force of finishing grace. In Jesus' name. Forgive. Today's scripture. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Colossians 3:13. There was a man in Scripture named Ahithophel who served as a counselor to King David for over 25 years. But when David's son, Absalom, made an attempt to take over the throne, Ahithophel deserted David and started advising Absalom on how to overthrow his father. Many scholars believe that Ahithophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba, with whom David had an affair and whose husband David had killed. That would explain the reason why he turned on David. Instead of forgiving David, for all those years, that poison was simmering on the inside. He smiled on the outside and gave David advice, but on the inside, something wasn't right. However, when his counsel to Absalom was thwarted, Ahithophel ended up tragically taking his own life. What David did was horribly wrong. Ahithophel had a reason to be angry. But when you carry around the negative baggage, you're not hurting the other person. You're contaminating your own lives. When you hold on to unforgiveness, bitterness, and anger, it's actually holding you. The poison will lead you down the wrong path. Don't hold on to the negative baggage. Forgive, drop it, leave it, and let it go. When you do, God will heal your hurts and restore your broken pieces. He'll pay you back for the injustice. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that in your mercy you have forgiven and cleansed away our sins. Thank you that we can do the same with each other and not allow what's past to simmer on the inside. We believe that you are healing our hurts and restoring us in Jesus' name. Inner fire. Today's scripture. God, your word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Jeremiah 29. God put a promise in Jeremiah that he would be a prophet and speak to the nations. But people and obstacles came against him. He got so deeply discouraged. But just when he thought Jeremiah was going to quit, he said, God, all the odds are against me. But this promise you put in me is like a burning fire. I can't get away from it. When Jeremiah let the fire burn, his life passion was restored. You may be at the place where you can easily be discouraged and give up on what God has placed in your hearts. But there is a fire shut up in your bones, a promise that God has spoken over you that will never die. Your thoughts or others may try to convince you it's never going to happen. But deep down, you feel a burning, a restlessness, a fire. That's the promise God has put in you. You're going to accomplish more than you ever thought possible. You're going to see the exceeding greatness of God's power. What He's spoken over your lives will come to pass. If you will be the best you can be together, right where you are, God will get you to where He wants you to be. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the fire of the promise that is burning deep down inside of our lives. Help us to stir the fire of faith in your promises and let it become a flame. We believe that we are going to see your power help us accomplish more than we thought possible in Jesus' name. Shame removal. Today's scripture. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach. Isaiah 54:4. In the scripture, Isaac had a son named Jacob, which means trickster, deceiver, swindler. He was called that for so long, he became exactly that, a con man. Later in life, Jacob got tired of living that way. One night, the angel of the Lord told Jacob, God has a new name for you. Instead of Jacob, you will be called Israel, which means Prince with God. God took a man who had lived a life of dishonesty, and instead of saying, Jacob, shame on you, he said, Jacob, shame off you. I've called you to be a prince and reign in life. Maybe like Jacob, you've let circumstances, failures, or what people have said, put a label on you that says washed up, not valuable. Made too many mistakes, poor spouse, bad parent. No, this is what grace is all about. None of us deserve it. But God says, I'm removing the shame. I know who you are. I'm changing your name to prince, to princess, to highly favored, to redeemed, to forgiven. I'm going to make your life so rewarding, so blessed that you won't even think about the shame. When those thoughts of shame and guilt try to relabel you, just remind yourselves, we are who God says we are. He says we are approved, valuable, redeemed, and masterpieces. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that because of what Jesus has done on the cross, you remove the shame from our lives. Thank you that you have made us into royalty and crowned us as highly favored, redeemed, and forgiven. We believe you have called us to reign in life in Jesus' name. Stay in peace. Today's scripture. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Are you trying to solve problems that haven't happened? What if I get laid off? What if this pain is something serious? Jesus said to not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have enough worries of its own. God gives you the grace for today. You don't have grace for tomorrow. Trying to figure out the what ifs will make you depressed. Sure, we should plan ahead and use common sense, but at some point, you have to say, God, you gave us grace for every season. Just as you clothed the lilies of the field, you said you could take care of us, so we're going to rest in you. Then the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about entering into the rest of God. That means you have a problem, but you're not losing sleep over it. You know God is still in control. You had a setback in your finances. You lost a client, but you're not upset because you know God will supply all of your needs. One of the main ways you show God that you're trusting Him is by staying in peace. You're not up when your circumstances are up, and you're not down when they're down. You are in the rest of God. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the assurance that just as you clothe the lilies of the fields, you will provide us with exactly what we need for every season we are in. We choose to rest, knowing that you are in control. We will not worry because you supply all of our needs in Jesus' name. Don't be intimidated. Today's scripture. And in no way be alarmed or intimidated in anything by your opponents. Philippians 1:28. When our children were young, we were at the beach when a bumblebee came and frightened our daughter. We swatted him out of the way, only to have him come right back. We knocked him down to the sand with a towel, but a minute later, he was flying by our heads. This time, we used a tennis shoe to squash him into the sand. To our amazement, he got back up again slowly and buzzed by our heads again. At that point, he deserved to live. He won. No matter how big the enemy looks, that's the way you need to see yourselves. Don't be intimidated by that financial problem or by what somebody said about you. That sickness is no match for you. There is an anointing on your lives that seals you, protects you, enables you, and empowers you. God has infused you with strength. The scripture calls it can-do power. Refuse to give up. Refuse to fall into self-pity. Refuse to let it overwhelm you. Instead, have this attitude. We're ready for and equal to anything that comes our way. We have been anointed with can-do power. We are armed with strength for this battle. When you have this "we can handle it together" attitude, all the forces of darkness cannot keep you from your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, praise you for your loving kindness. Thank you that we have can-do power for all things. We refuse to give up or be overwhelmed or intimidated by whatever is coming against us. In Jesus' name. We declare God's supernatural favor over our lives. What we could not make happen on our own, God will make happen for us. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration, and breakthroughs are coming our way. We are getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. We will discover talent that we hadn't known we had, and we will accomplish our God-given dreams. Be a difference maker. Today's scripture. In the first month of the first year of his reign, Hezekiah opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them. 2 Chronicles 29:3. King Hezekiah was raised in a dysfunctional family. His father set up idols for the people to worship, refused to honor God, and closed the temple. The nation went into poverty and was crushed by several armies. Hezekiah grew up in this environment of defeat and compromise. He could have let his mind become conditioned to the negative and turned out like his father. But Hezekiah was a barrier breaker. When he became the king, the first thing he did was to reopen the temple and begin a powerful national restoration of the worship of God. If you were raised in a negative environment, Hezekiah would tell you, you don't have to stay there. How you start is not important. How you finish is what matters. Do yourself and your spouse and your family a favor. Don't pass the negative along to each other or down to the next generation. You can be the difference maker. You can be the one to put your family on a path to honoring God, a path of blessing, favor, and victory. You can recondition your mind and get rid of any strongholds that are keeping you back. Dare to take steps of faith. Be the barrier breakers and step into a new level of your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you are the God of the difference makers. Thank you that you are leading us straight through the barriers of our past and onto a pathway of blessing and favor. We will not allow any strongholds to keep us from moving forward. In Jesus' name. It's a partnership. Today's scripture. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. Philippians 2:5-7. It's great to serve other people, but don't forget to serve your own family. Husbands should serve their wives. Honey, I'm going to the kitchen. Can I bring you anything? Let me run and fill your car's gas tank so you won't have to do it tomorrow. If we all had this servant's attitude towards our spouses, more marriages could stay together. Some men expect their wives to do everything for them. Cook, clean, wash the clothes, keep the house straightened up. That's not a wife. That's a maid. If you want a wife, a friend, a lover, and someone to make your life great, you have to be willing to serve her. Pick up your dirty clothes. Help with the children. Make her feel special. Marriage is not a dictatorship. It's a partnership. Christ modeled a servant attitude that overflowed with joy. He had all the power in the world, yet he pulled out his towel, bowed down, and washed his disciples' feet. He gave us his example of service to others so we could know we're never too important or too successful to bow down and serve others. The more you walk in humility and the more willing you are to serve others, the higher God can take you. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that Jesus modeled a servant's attitude that bowed down and washed others' feet. We humble ourselves before you and especially ask you to help us serve each other and our loved ones with overflowing joy. In Jesus' name. Paid in full. Today's scripture. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Matthew 6:12. When God talks about debts, He's talking about the times when people hurt you and do you wrong. It is a debt because human nature says, I was wronged. I want justice. You have to pay me back. But the mistake many people make is in trying to collect a debt that only God can pay. Your parents can't pay you back for not providing a loving childhood. Your spouse can't pay you back for the pain they caused by something they said or did. Only God can truly pay you back. If you spend your lives trying to get from others what only God can give, it will ruin your relationships. Your attitude should be, God, you've seen every wrong. I will not get bitter trying to get people to give me what they don't have. You promised you would settle my cases and pay me back double for every injustice. So I'm letting them off the hook and I'm leaving it up to you. When you see the person who did you wrong, stamp the account paid in full in your imagination. It's very freeing to say, they can't pay me back. I'm on God's payroll and He'll never miss a payment. God will settle your cases. Forgive so you can be free. Forgive so God can pay you back double. A prayer for today. Father, we don't want to let bitterness, anger, or an offense to have control over our lives. We release it all to you. We choose to look to you to heal our hurts and right the wrongs done to us. We declare that no one owes us anything because you have set us free in Jesus' name. A royal anointing. Today's scripture. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16:13. When David was a teenager, the prophet Samuel anointed him to be the next king of Israel. What's interesting is that David worked for years as a shepherd even though he had a king's anointing. The scripture tells us to reign in life as a king. You have a king's anointing, a queen's anointing. This means to live an abundant life and to accomplish your God-given dreams. As with David, even though you've been anointed and on the way to your destiny, there will be times of testing when you don't see anything happening, when you have to be patient and keep doing the right things. You have to keep believing. Our time is coming. We may not see how it's going to happen, but we have a secret weapon. The anointing is on our lives. You may think you don't have the skills, the talents, or the experience to accomplish what's in your heart, but that's okay. The anointing on your lives will make up for what you don't have. It is not just your intellects, talents, expertise, or experiences that determine how high you're going to go. It's the fact that Almighty God is breathing on your lives. The anointing will cause you to accomplish dreams you could never accomplish on your own. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you have given us a royal anointing that we might reign in life as a king and queen. Thank you that we are not weak, defeated, or powerless. We declare that you are breathing on our lives and we are well able to overcome in Jesus' name. You have what you need. Today's scripture. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men. Judges 7:2. The Midianites had joined forces with two other armies and were about to attack the Israelites. Gideon put out a call to all the warriors and 32,000 showed up to fight. Gideon was feeling good, but God told him, you have too many men. And he cut that number down to 300. It's easy to imagine Gideon thinking, God, you only left me 1% of what I thought I needed? This is impossible. God was saying, Gideon, you don't need what you think you need. You're depending on people and not on me. Then he supernaturally helped them defeat this huge army. God is saying to us that the less we depend on people to meet our needs, the greater the anointing on our lives. It is so easy to think you can accomplish your dreams and overcome obstacles if you just had the support of so-and-so. It's so easy to rely on somebody else, even your spouse, to make the difference, thinking they're the savior. Have a new perspective. You have what you need. The most powerful force in the universe is on your side. You and God are a majority. Quit trying to get from other people what only God can give. If you stop relying on others, you're going to overcome obstacles that look insurmountable and accomplish dreams that look impossible. A prayer for today. Father, we lift our eyes to you and give you all the praise and glory. Thank you that you have uniquely equipped us with all that we need to accomplish our dreams and overcome obstacles. We declare that we look to you as our only Savior, in Jesus' name. Not a fault finder. Today's scripture. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James 1:5. God is not keeping a record of your faults as a couple. Sometimes we think he's in heaven, waiting to catch us. I saw that failure. I heard that comment. That was really bad. And they didn't go to church last week. I'll have to withhold my goodness. No, God is not a fault finder. He doesn't say, you failed, so you're on your own. God is not waiting for you to perform perfectly, and then he's going to show you his goodness. He is full of mercy. He'll show you favor that you don't deserve. When you have the right image of God, you know that he's for you, that he's not basing his goodness towards you on your performance. He's looking for hearts that are turned towards him, upon which he can pour out his favor. Then all the guilt and condemnation won't have a chance. When you have hearts to do what's right, that's what matters to him. When you say, God, we love you and can't do this on our own. Help us to become who you created us to be as a couple. He will give you the grace to overcome everything that's holding you back, as well as the favor to reach your best life together. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your unfailing love for us. Thank you that you are not a fault finder, but you are full of mercy. Our hearts are turned towards you. We believe that you are giving us the grace to become all that you created us to be together. In Jesus' name. New directions. Today's scripture. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. Exodus 17:6. When the Israelites were desperate for water in the wilderness, God told Moses to strike a rock, and water flowed out freely. It was a great miracle. At a later time, once again, the people needed water, and God told Moses to speak to the rock at Kadesh. The problem was, Moses was on autopilot. He thought, I've overcome this challenge once, I can do it again. Moses struck the rock twice, and though water gushed forth, because Moses didn't listen and do it God's way, his actions kept him from going into the promised land. The principle is, yesterday's instructions may not work today. What worked in your marriage in the past may not work today. God wants us to rely on him, not some past formula. If we do this and do that, God will bless us. That's not faith. God changes the method, so we have to come to him for newness of life together. Could it be that you're stuck in how it worked in the past when God wants to do a new thing in a new way with new ideas, bringing new talents out of each of you? If you listen to and do what God is saying now, you will see water begin to flow in greater ways. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your love in our lives. Thank you that we can come to you for newness of life together and to lead us into victory. Help us to truly rely on you and follow your leading to do new things with new ideas and new people, in Jesus' name. Faith God can see. Today's scripture. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Mark 2:5. When a man who was paralyzed heard that Jesus was speaking in a certain house, he convinced his friends to carry him there. When they arrived, the place was packed and they couldn't get in. What a disappointment. They could have easily given up, but they had a never-say-die attitude and carried him to the roof, lowering him down through an opening and put him right in front of Jesus. At that moment, it says Jesus saw their faith and made the man whole. There were other people in the room who did not get well. What was the difference? The man put action behind his faith. God is looking for people who have faith he can see, not just a faith he can hear, not just a faith that believes, but also a faith that is demonstrated. If you really want to get God's attention, put action behind what you believe. You have to have the same never-say-die attitude when it comes to that difficulty you're facing together. Are you doing something out of the ordinary to show God you believe in him? If you can't get in the door, why don't you be bold and go through the roof? Like this man, do something to demonstrate your faith. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for placing faith in our hearts. We choose to exercise our faith in you. Help us to grow in faith as we read your word and stay close to you. We declare that we want our faith to be seen by you when it comes to every difficulty we face. In Jesus' name. We declare we will live victoriously. We were created in the image of God. We have the DNA of a winner. We are wearing a crown of favor. Royal blood flows through our veins. We are the head, never the tail, above, never beneath. We will live with passion, purpose, and praise, knowing that we are destined to live in victory. The appointed time. Today's scripture. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. Habakkuk 2:3. Sometimes we think, we're not getting to where we want. Why are we still stuck where we are? Don't get discouraged. God is in control. Habakkuk did not say, the appointed time might come. Not, I hope so. God has already set the date on your calendar. One translation says, it won't be a second late. Sometimes God will take you from A to B to C, and then thrust you all the way down to V. What happened? You hit a set time that pushes you 10 years ahead. Just be the best you can be together. Keep honoring God with your lives. He has lined up solutions for you down to the very second. Trust God's timing. What you're praying about and what you're believing for are not going to be 1 second late. If it hasn't happened yet, doesn't mean God is mad at you or that he's never going to work it out. God has already established the time. You don't have to worry or live frustrated. Stay in peace. Your steps are being directed by the creator of the universe, not randomly, but down to the most finite, small detail. Whether it's 20 minutes or 20 years, you know that what God promised, he will bring to pass. A prayer for today. Father, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you that you know what we need and have an appointed time set to get it to us. We choose to stop stressing over what we don't have, knowing it will be here down to the very second of when we really need it. In Jesus' name. Good to all. Today's scripture. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Galatians 6:10. Jesus said that people will know true believers by the good fruit we bear, not